I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sport and USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week. Hopefully it's been dirty wherever you are in the world listening to us. Hey, thank you so much for being a part of the nation, part of the show, part of baseball. Really, that's what it is. So tonight, Noel and I are going to be talking about, obviously, the Hall of Fame inductions, the crime dog, Scotty Rowland, thoughts and opinions on that, and just Cooperstown in general. We always love talking about Cooperstown, so we're excited about that one for sure. Obviously, the trade deadline's very quiet at this point in time, but we'll do our weekly updates and obviously be talking about the standings, just what it looks like. We talked about it briefly last week with Baltimore thinking they're going to overtake Tampa. Right now they have in the last week and look good on it. So, but there's obviously divisions all the way across the board, and give our thoughts and opinions on that as we always do. So again, before we get going with the show tonight, we do have to give our shout out to our boys at the Rip Grip Pro, the ripgrippro.com. Trust Sullivan and his team with the hitting training device. Happy to have them as a sponsor on the show and a part of our training program and just a part of our family at the Dirtbag Nation. So, and then, of course, the rope trainer, as always, our favorite throwing training aid. You got to have it in your bag. There's no question. Everybody that's going ahead and investing in your arm health, can't thank you enough for it. You can go right to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Find out more about it. Contact me directly on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Happy to talk to you about it. Obviously, it's something we believed in since 2017, and we wouldn't know what to do without it, to be honest with you. It's just got so many valuable assets to it that yet you really do have to have it. And that's why we're strong and we believe in it, because we've seen the difference it's made from kids from Little League all the way through to the pros. So definitely go over to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and check it out. And again, like I said, feel free to contact me. I'm always happy to talk about it. And contact Nolan or myself about training or any other information that you need from us. That's what we're here for. And you know that. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. And you know we're always going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. So on that note, Noel and I are excited about this show. Lots to talk about. So sit back, get that favorite drink like we talk about, that favorite chair, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us. Thank you for being back. And we're going to get right after it, right after the break, Dirtbags.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
News from Washington, D.C. The FDA will begin targeting the sale of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors. Here's former California Congresswoman Mary Bono.
The recent action targeting illegal disposable vapes is a good first step, but enforcement matters. Words aren't enough. The FDA needs to finish the job to protect our kids from these illegal disposable vapes in youth-friendly flavors and then take them off our store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what do you want to get up with first?
Yeah, I mean, let's start off with a couple of minor trades. Obviously, the Atlanta Braves going out, adding some relief pitching in the form of Pierce Johnson and Taylor Hearn. Pierce Johnson this year, obviously pitching for the Colorado Rockies, right-handed pitcher, primarily used out of relief. Has a 6 ERA, 4.57 FIP, 1.85 WHIP, and a 13.4 K per 9 in 39 innings this season. He's been better as of late. He's got a 3.27 ERA with 18 strikeouts and one home run allowed across his last 12 outings. So maybe they're hoping for this recent surgence by Mr. Pierce Johnson. And then, yeah, Taylor Hearn, obviously another guy that was from Texas. That was just cash considerations going back. But, yeah, I mean, they're obviously looking to still go out there and acquire a starting pitcher of some sort. A lot of guys down in that rotation, right, young kids that you don't want to necessarily tax them out for innings. Obviously, Spencer Strider, you got to assume this year, being his second year up in the bigs, he's got no limitations on his innings. But, I mean, still, you don't know exactly how he's going to do by the time he gets up to that 180, 190 inning. Because, what, last year I think he only threw about 130 innings in the season, give or take. So, I mean, it's one that, yeah, you're kind of looking, you're like, yeah, he's a veteran, but still a young kid that hasn't gone over that 135 inning threshold. So, I mean, the Braves are definitely a team to watch in this next week for a starting pitcher.
Well, that's right. And then you got Bryce Elder doing a hell of a job for them. And you know, but again, young kid, saw it with Soroka there a few years ago. You hit the nail on the head, Nolan. And we always talk about it, right? We had firsthand experience for a few years with Alex Anthopoulos being the general manager of the Blue Jays. And he's very methodical, right? He's got a vision. He's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing, but he also knows what he's got as a team around him. He's got balance of youth, the veteran. We've talked about it, and you're seeing it all season long, right? That's why they're leading the NL right now. They're a good team, and he's just filling in those pieces like we've seen Alex Anthopoulos do over the years. So it's good. It's a good move, quick little moves, get them done, and then see what you really need to do coming down this last week.
Yeah, and then, I mean, last week we talked about it. Shane Bieber unfortunately got placed on the 60-day IL and will not be eligible to return until at least September 10th. Obviously, a dampening trade acquisition. I mean, if you're Cleveland, you're sitting there and you're like, well, that kind of hamstrings our plans. Obviously, there was a lot of rumors flying out there that he could have been one of the big names available. Obviously, now at this point, it seems like if he's going to get traded, it won't be until the offseason. If he does get traded, then teams have to love the physical, because, I mean, obviously, they're under the understanding that he won't be available until back half of September. So, I mean, that's one that, yeah, you got to be very cautious if you're a buying team.
Yeah, puts Cleveland in a bind for sure. I mean, they're two games under 500 as we're talking. Five back of Minnesota? You know, they're looking to make trades. I have to believe that. But, boy, that changes everything. They got a few guys on the IL. You know, what do you do? And that wasn't one of the guys they're expecting. So that changes them for sure. I think that takes them out of the market, unfortunately. Or like you said, you got to be pretty darn methodical if you're going to go ahead and try to pull a trade off for him. Because to me, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. I think there's enough other serviceable to above serviceable players, pitchers especially, that I'm going to explore first and foremost right till the very end. If I can get my hands on them, I'm taking them all day long, right?
Yeah. Then another piece of trade news. Apparently the Cardinals will not be trading Tyler O'Neill prior to the trade deadline. Unless it's some sort of huge overpay by a team. Obviously, this year, Tyler O'Neill, between injuries and performance on the field when he was healthy, has struggled. He's been limited to 130 games over the past couple of seasons. So as a buying team, obviously, you're going to offer low. The Cardinals apparently are not willing to move him right now with his trade value being as low as it is. Apparently, there are some other outfielders that are open for trades. Dylan Carlson is probably the biggest name out there for the Cardinals in terms of outfielders available. He's an interesting one to watch because obviously over the past week he's been linked to the Yankees. And I mean, he's obviously a guy that great defense. Offense hasn't lived up to the potential that it once was when he was first breaking in as a top 20 prospect. But I mean, Tyler O'Neill, the fact that he's staying with the Cardinals, I'm very surprised about that because that's been the talk for basically the past 2 years is the fact that he's going to be dealt.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, the Yankees, obviously left-handed stick, short porch and right, you know, there's a fit there. You know, the Yankees still above 500, that whole division. We've talked about it all year long, right? AL East, all above 500, you know, obviously they're hamstrung with the Judge situation, obviously some other players as well and stuff like that. It's just, it'll be interesting to see what the Yankees can pull off. If it is a Carlson that fits into that system. You know what? Yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen there. I tried to analyze it and break it down. I don't know. A lot of things look really good for the Yankees going to making that trade with Cardinals if they can do it. And yet, there's just something uneasy in the stomach. And I think part of it is just because of the injuries that the Yankees always have. And I guess that's the hesitation on me. You know, I don't think they have to pay a lot on Carlson or overpay by any means. Even though he's young, serviceable. But that's what they're talking about. So it'll be interesting to see if they pull it off with the Cardinals.
Then the Milwaukee Brewers calling up Sal Frelick, having a heck of a week to start out his big league career. First game up, goes 3-for-3. Robin home runs already. Like, he was the number 17 prospect in all of baseball, and then the number 2 in the Milwaukee Brewers farm system behind Jackson Chourio, but another young outfielder. I mean, it seems like the Milwaukee Brewers, what was it, coming into the season, I think 4 out of their 5 top prospects were outfielders. They've already called up a couple of them, now Sal Frelick being the third one that they've called up this year. You're looking at it, man. That's just a good system right now that the Milwaukee Brewers are churning out. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do come the deadline. Obviously, they're in first place in the National League Central, but you're looking at it, man. Cincinnati Reds, I don't know. Obviously, they've struggled this past week, but you got to assume that the Reds are still going to be buyers, especially after the news today that Jonathan India is likely to be traded for some sort of pitching help.
Yeah, we've talked about it, right, the last few weeks, that the Reds need to go out and get that good hammer of a pitcher and stuff, help them out for sure. And you hit something really tangible to me as I look through that NL Central moving forward. I think if you're Cincinnati, you got to go for it this year. I realize you got a lot of youth, a lot of great youth, but the Pirates got youth. You know, the Cardinals aren't going to be the same team next year. Cubbies aren't going to be the same team next year. So I think you got to but you got to find some pieces and stay in there. And you got to fight for that NL Central this year. There's no question. All those teams look good for 2024. And I don't sit on my hands, man. I know it's a tough situation to be in when you're coming down to the trade deadline. You don't want to give away too much. But, man, when I look at that NL Central, I'm excited about 2024 with the players that are coming through there. And what you've seen in 2023 come up. And I don't know, man. You've got to. That Jonathan India threw me off at first or whatever, and I was like, but it makes sense. You've got depth there. You've got more depth in the minors. It is a good piece. What he's got? I think he's got two more years of eligibility. So you're going to get something for that, and there's players out there. So Cincinnati, go for it, man. Do not sit on your hands. Get after it and get her done.
And the last one that I want to talk about just before the break, you get Corey Seager, 10-day IL, right thumb sprain. That, obviously, there is not a huge market for shortstops available. But you're looking at the year that man has had so far, 350, 413 on base, 631 slug, 15 bombs, 29 doubles, 58 RBIs, and 66 games played. I don't know if there's a lot of shortstops available out there on the market, which makes it an incredibly tough thing for them to do. Now, I know it's a thumb sprain. But at the same time, 10-day IL is never enough for a thumb sprain. Thumb sprains last for an extended period of time, man.
I'm just going to jump in and say Tim Anderson. A trade-off, Tim Anderson fills in with Semien. You know, you got to go big. They're in the hunt with Houston, man. They're going to come right down to it. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here, and we'll get talking about the Hall of Fame.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, we're going to get on with the Hall of Fame crime dog, Scotty Rowland. What'd you think of it, Nolly?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, two guys. Crime dog, Fred McGriff, he was a guy that was on, well, he was on the list for an extended period of time and shouldn't have been. Like, you're looking at his offensive numbers. He was basically the best offensive player that hadn't been put into the Hall of Fame that never took steroids, right? So, I mean, obviously, he was a guy, heck of a career, what, 19 years, six different teams, one of two players to have been inducted into the Tampa Bay Rays Hall of Fame. Obviously, now a member of the Hall of Fame. You're looking at the Atlanta Braves roster from, like, their absolute juggernaut days in the 90s and early 2000s, and he became, I believe it was the seventh member of that 90s teams that won the World Series and made it to the, obviously, the National League playoffs for an extended period of time there. Yeah, the seventh member inducted into the Hall of Fame from those teams.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in that, and any dirtbags out there listening that grew up in that generation, you know what that team was, man. The list goes on, and seven of them in the Hall of Fame. That's unbelievable, Nolan, to have been able to experience it and watch it and see it year after year, and just the consistency from Bobby Cox's manager, Schuholtz in the management system, the rest of the crew there. It just fantastic how that you could put a program together like that and just have that outcome come to that. So, you know, I found it interesting and yet not interesting, knowing Fred McGriff from watching him all those years or whatever, that he goes into the Hall of Fame, no team on the hat. I was surprised, but I wasn't surprised, because that's just the character of the guy. And I'll tell you, watching him, looking at him there, speaking on the weekend, he looks like he could still go out there and play right now today. Clean, long, typical Fred McGriff. He looks like he could still go out there and roll it, but it's so awesome to watch the Hall of Fame, because obviously you and I have been to Cooperstown several times, Nolan. We've talked about it several times on the show, because we honestly believe that everybody should take the moment and the time with your family to go and see Cooperstown. Obviously the town itself isn't very big or whatever, but just the ambiance, the feeling, even though it's present, it takes you into the history of the game. And it's just, God, I love Cooperstown. I love the Hall of Fame induction. I love everything about it. And it was great to see the crime dog get in there for sure. So sure, you want to talk about Scotty Rowland, went in as a Cardinal for you. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. He was obviously a part of the MV3. I believe Jim Edmonds eventually, I think he's got a stronger candidacy than his stats just obviously played out. But I mean, still, either way, he was the second member of the, first member of the MV3 to go into the Hall of Fame officially. Albert Pujols eventually will get in there. Like I said, Jim Edmonds, in my opinion, he's a guy that I think one day down the line might get into the Hall of Fame as a part of the exclusive members, voting clubs, whatever category he'd be in as. But either way, so I mean, you're looking at it like Scotty Rowland was too big to be a third baseman. That's what they always told him, right? Defied those odds. Obviously a guy that bounced around a few different clubs, right? Started out in Philadelphia, wins a Rookie of the Year. Goes over to St. Louis, finishes in the MVP balloting, what, I think three different times as a top 10 member. Obviously, what, I think eight gold gloves throughout his major league career. Like, just a consummate pro, went about his business the right way. I mean, he's a guy that a lot of people, I don't know necessarily, will say should be in the Hall of Fame. But you're looking at the underlying body of work and everything that he did, man, when he was in his prime, like, he was one of the most feared third basemen in all of baseball. You knew that dude was going to be a 30 home run, 100 RBI guy easily, and about a 280 average, like, and play stellar defense. Like, no matter what happened, like, that guy always seemed to be a vacuum over at the third base side and had a rocket for an arm, too.
Yeah, without question. I mean, they talked about it in January when they both got inducted, right? And Scotty Rowland himself just said, you know, I wanted to be a better player every single day. And we talk about it with players when we train them about that, Nolan. And to me, it was amazing to watch the two of them go in together, because they're going in the same year, but they're just such humble people. And the fact that when they spoke about family, as everybody does, you could tell it really meant a lot to them, that to be making sure that they included their families in their journey, in their experience, and the Hall of Fame. To hear them both say, you know, I think Crime Dog said his older brother was putting in the last screw of the plaque, and what was it, Scott Rowland, I think it was his dad, put in the last screw of the plaque. And you could just see that family really did mean everything to them, not only as little leaguers and growing up, but through their entire career. That really stood out to me. One other thing that really stood out to me, Noel, was, you know, you hear some of those behind-the-scenes stories, just their teammates they talk about and stuff like that, and Fred McGriff talking about Greg Maddux. And, you know, you've heard over the years about the practical joker that he is, and now being in the Hall of Fame as a member with him and stuff like that. And you know, he was talking to one person, all of a sudden he called his guy coming behind him or whatever and that, and pull out his, his notepad, I think it was, he said. And sure enough, he turns around, it's Greg Maddux trying to steal his induction speech, right? And so they just to hear the stories that they talk about behind the scenes, that, you know, we always talk about so much, Nolan, and how it's so important to, for the future generations, and myself as a person who watched it as well, to remember those types of things and just get the different experience of how they competed against other Hall of Famers, you know, even a Hall of Famers that are players that didn't get to the Hall of Fame as well. But just to hear those stories is so cool to me, that they share those, and it just brings back a flood of memories for me. So what did it mean to you? What does it really mean to you when you get to watch that as a baseball player getting further along in your career? And what does it do to you? Does it bring back your memories?
I mean, I never got to see Fred McGriff play, so I can't really speak in terms of him. Like, I mean, I did, but like I wasn't old enough to actually remember him as a ball player. Scotty Rowland, though, I mean, obviously he kind of, I started watching Cardinals baseball, obviously, when I was a young kid, but it was like, okay, I grew up and it was Mark McGwire. That was the reason why I was following the Cardinals. Then obviously you get into basically the post Mark McGwire, early Albert Pujols era. And then the Cardinals go out and they get Scott Rowland. And obviously, as a young baseball fan, you've heard of the name, but you don't really get to see him all the time, especially playing in Philadelphia. We didn't have access to MLB TV or half of the channels that they do now, right? So, I mean, you don't get that same exposure. But whenever you did see Scott Rowland, and obviously later in his career when he got traded to the Toronto Blue Jays from St. Louis and then went over to Cincinnati to finish it up and everything, you're looking at him and you're like, man, like, this guy, no matter where he went, he was always just a great player. And even on just terrible teams, he always seemed to be the one guy that was there. He was the reliable one for them. Obviously, injuries played a part at the back half of his career. But, I mean, still, like, during his prime, like I said, he was that one third baseman that you knew coming up, there was a good chance that something good was going to happen, whether it was offensively. And then on the defensive side, obviously, you knew a ground ball hit over to him. Okay, well, this guy's a vacuum. He's going to make the play. And 99% of the time, it seemed like he was making that play.
Without question, man. That guy was a rock solid, you know. Dirtbags, if you didn't get to see it, go back, because there's two players that you really, really sit back and watch their speeches if you can. Sit there with your children, you know, your son. Maybe you're a younger player and you want to sit there with your dad or your grandpa even. It's worth it, because there's two quality guys, two deserving guys. Obviously, everybody in the Hall of Fame is more than deserving. That's why they're in the Hall of Fame. But you're just, when you're trying to emulate consistency, maturity, professionalism, still had fun at the game, but teammate, every quality that we talk about, Nolan, in Dirtbag Baseball Nation, those guys exemplified it. Those are the types of guys that we started Dirtbag Baseball Nation for, and try to make sure we empower and educate the young players or even college age players. It doesn't really matter. Anybody that we're dealing with, parents included, coaches included. Those are the guys that we're talking about, not just the Dustin Pedroias or, you know, those types of guys. It's Scott Rolen and Fred McGriff just went out and did their job every single day and had fun doing it, made their teammates better, made the league of baseball better. That's what I loved about this weekend and getting to see those guys go into the Hall of Fame. And like I said, it just was a bonus for me personally that they went in together. But is that not what we try to aspire when we talk about Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Nolan?
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, you're trying to move the game forward, obviously. And I mean, guys like that, anytime there's a Hall of Fame speech going on or a Hall of Fame celebration, right? Every young kid out there, whatever sport it is that they're playing, man, that's the end goal, right? Like, the end goal ultimately is to be a Hall of Fame player. And you know what? These guys, obviously, they got to that pinnacle, but that's what every young kid should aspire to be, is a Hall of Fame player on and off the field, man, because that's ultimately what makes the difference, right? Like, that's why, unfortunately, those steroid guys, they're not going to get into the Hall of Fame, because they weren't Hall of Fame guys off the field. Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen, obviously Hall of Fame guys on and off the field, hence why they're there.
Without question. So, hey, if you're a Scott Rolen fan or Fred McGriff fan, you got a story that you want to tell us or whatever, and that, love to hear from you. Reach us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Instagram, Facebook. Hey, you can reach me personally, Kirk, at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. I'd love to hear a story that you have about either of those guys. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break with our curtain call questions.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Every piece of land has a story. The upshot's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get $1,000 off a 1025R tractor and 0% APR fixed rate for 60 months. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters expertly printed by Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on the latest tech and tech total support plans to keep your new or existing PC running right. Plus, save on all your back to school essentials, from notebooks to markers. And right now at Staples, you can save even more with $10 off your in-store purchase of $50 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. N729, in-store only, exclusions apply.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single. And a Frosty for
Frosty
me.
Frosty and a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Buy One, Get One for a Buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thanks for sending in your questions for the curtain call. Before we get going with them, obviously, Kiki Hernandez going to the Dodgers yesterday in a trade with the Red Sox. So he returns back home to the Dodgers. So nice little trade for them. Fills up a little bit of infield depth, positional depth. So good move by the Dodgers. Quiet one, good one. So, Nolan, here's an interesting to get started with. Outfielder Randall Grichuk. Is he on the move officially, or what do you think is going to happen with that?
Yeah, I mean, he's on the last year of his contract there down in Colorado. He's a player that doesn't really bring a lot of playoff experience, but, I mean, he had some playoff experience while a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's a guy that I think would be an interesting get for a lot of teams, right? Because he'll slide in as a fourth outfielder, still good speed and everything like that. More of a corner outfielder now at this point in his career. Still brings a little bit of pop off the bench. Not necessarily going to have a high average like he's had so far in Colorado. But obviously, you're looking at it. I think he's going to be a good fourth outfielder for a lot of contending teams. The New York Yankees make sense to me in the fact that the Yankees are kind of on the fence, right? So it's not like it's a huge ask. Also, he has familiarity with Harrison Bader. Yankees obviously need an outfielder. So, I mean, it's one of those ones where you're looking at it, you're like, okay, this is a move that could make sense. Tampa Bay, I could see him fitting in down there as well. I don't know, man. Obviously, you get Adolis Garcia right now kind of being on the shelf a little bit with the Texas Rangers. Obviously, his x-rays came back negative after he got hit in the hand there on Sunday. But still, I mean, he's another guy that could go down to Texas, slide in as the fourth outfielder there, be a good addition, pick up some DH spots against left-handed at-bats, all that fun stuff, right? So, I mean, I could see him being on the move.
I think so. Yeah, I agree with that one. So, here's an interesting one. Fans out of the Washington, D.C. area and stuff, wondering what's going to end up happening with Jeimer Candelario, third baseman.
Yeah, I don't know if you're necessarily going to get back the return that everybody's kind of hoping for, but, I mean, still, he's a guy that's having tremendous success this year. What, his WAR is right around 3 still. Good, solid veteran player. He's not a young buck, right? So, I mean, it's not like you're going to give up a heck of a lot to get him, obviously, on the last year of his contract. So, I mean, he's going to be a rental as well. But he's going to be a good get for a lot of teams. I could see Baltimore being in contention for that one. Obviously, they got a bunch of younger kids there. He'll slide in as a depth infielder there. You're looking at it, not necessarily Houston. I can't see them making a move, but a couple of teams. I mean, Milwaukee makes a lot of sense to me in the fact that Milwaukee's trying to stay in the hunt and keep a hold of the National League Central. The Los Angeles Dodgers also make a lot of sense for me. Good veteran guy. Obviously, they just go out and get Kike Hernandez, which gives you your right-handed bat off the bench. But, I mean, Candelario, he's going to slide in as the left-handed guy off of the bench as well. Spill some of those guys down there. That would be a move that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, no question. Plus, I mean, like you said, Baltimore, Milwaukee, that's very interesting because, you know, he's owed less than $2 million for the remainder of the season. So, obviously, budget's a little tighter on those two programs. So, yeah, it could be interesting either way with those two guys. So, one of the St. Louis questions, obviously, Jordan Montgomery, definitely moving or just speculation?
Definitely moving. Don't know where. Obviously, speculation is flying all over the place and completely depends on if Blake Snell or Shohei Ohtani are actually available come trade deadline. All of a sudden, if they're not, he becomes the biggest name on the market, man. That's my bold take, is he becomes the biggest name on the market. Definitely the biggest left-handed name. But even that, you're looking at other guys, right? You don't know exactly who's all going to be on the market. Stroman, you can't say for certain that he's going to be on the market, although all signs are pointing to him being on the market. Just the Cubs are going to want to ask for 2 years of return because he technically still has an option, even though everybody and their mother knows that he's going to opt out. So, I mean, Jordan Montgomery, he's the one guy out there that I think no matter what, he's getting traded, and teams are going to have to overpay a little bit for him.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah, they might have to overpay and stuff unless you start hearing about some different guys. I know we talked about the Padres a little bit with Blake Snell. trying to figure out what's going to happen there. Obviously, they got a huge week coming up or whatever. A lot of things are going to change. They're, what, five games under 500 right now. So San Diego's got to do something with that. But you're right. As far as a lefty goes on this market, as of showtime, Montgomery's right there for sure. So two teams we talked about, Orioles and Reds. Do you think either of them goes out and gets Lucas Giolito from the White Sox?
Now, it's funny. Elias said that he's not going to make a big splash there, but I still see Baltimore making a big splash. I don't know if it's going to be Giolito, but I'm keeping my eyes on Dylan Cease, because you're looking at some of the prospects that Baltimore has still down in their system, and I'm not giving up a lot of their big-time MLB-ready prospects for a guy like Lucas Giolito. That's no disrespect. Giolito's having a fantastic year, but I'm looking for minor guys down in my system. If I'm looking, right, it just pure surface, Cincinnati's a team that makes a lot of sense to me, because as much as this is probably going to sound crazy, Jonathan India for Lucas Giolito almost straight up makes a lot of sense. Cincinnati doesn't have a necessary spot for Jonathan India right now, and Cincinnati obviously needs the starting pitching, right? So, I mean, Lucas Giolito, he's a plug-and-play guy right there. You instantly trade for him, and you know that he's going to become either your number two or your number three there in Cincinnati, especially with the year that he's having. Obviously, it looks like he's bounced back all the way. That would be a straight-up move for me. Cincinnati, you're kind of looking at it. Heston Kjerstad, I could see him going back to Baltimore. Colton Cowser, I don't know if they're necessarily going to want to trade him this early into his big league career, but I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what Baltimore does. Like I said, Baltimore, I could see them making the splash for Dylan Cease, even though it sounds like a Dylan Cease is kind of off the board. But if they do go out and get a Lucas Giolito, I wouldn't be surprised. Just Cincinnati's the team that makes more sense to me out of those two.
Okay. All right. Here's a quiet one in that, but certainly somebody you got to talk about. Tony Kemp gives you second base left field for the Athletics. Is there a potential for an in-division move with the Seattle Mariners there?
You know what's funny? So we were kind of talking about it off air, and as you were posing the question, I was thinking about it, and I'm thinking there's more of a fit with the Houston Astros. I get that there's a fit with Seattle, obviously, with Colton Wong just having the year that he's having, right? And obviously Jared Kelenic going down and everything like that. So Tony Kemp, you put him in there one way or the other, whether it be left field or whether it be at second base. I don't see him as a huge upgrade there, but I mean, obviously he's a bench guy. He could very easily fill that. But you're looking at Houston right now. Mauricio Dubon, obviously he's done a fantastic job when filling in for Jose Altuve and everything like that. But that's a lot of righty sticks in that lineup right now. Tony Kemp comes in there. Obviously, he's a guy that, in my opinion, could play second base for them in a platoon role with Dubon. And then, obviously, you got Altuve, who's still on the shelf, right? So, I mean, that's one that you just got to kind of wait and see. And then you have Yordan Alvarez also on the shelf, who's their primary left fielder for the most part this season. So, I mean, that allows them, obviously, just to slide him back to the DH role. Chaz McCormick could slide into center field, and Tony Kemp would play left field while Dubon and Altuve are basically the everyday second baseman. I mean, obviously, Altuve is going to be your everyday second baseman, but at the same time, Tony Kemp to the Astros makes more sense to me than it does going up to Seattle.
All right. Obviously, tons of relievers always go during the trade deadline. Yeah, Ronaldo Lopez supposed to be out there. Jordan Hicks rumored to be out there. Scott Barlow, Kansas City. Where do you see those types of guys going? Obviously, every team needs relievers, but where gut feeling? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Tampa Bay, you got to assume one of those guys is going to go down to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, their starting pitching has averaged the lowest amount of innings pitched per start this season. Like out of the playoff contending teams, I'm saying. So obviously they need additional bullpen help if that's going to be their track record. I mean, that's been their MO for the entire Kevin Cash era, basically, down there is pretty much 5-6 innings of a starting pitcher. And then that's all that they go and bring in the pen, and the pen shuts the door, right? So, I mean, I could obviously see them being a bullpen-friendly acquisition team. The Toronto Blue Jays are another team that comes to mind. Obviously, this past year, they made additions to their bullpen, but I still wouldn't say their bullpen has been lights out the way that people have it or had expected it to be coming into the year. So, I mean, and obviously this past week, they just picked up Henesy Cabrera from the St. Louis Cardinals, flame-throwing lefty, but, I mean, I could very easily see them going back to the well, adding more bullpen help. Baltimore, I mean, yeah, they need a left-handed shutdown reliever at the back end of that. I get they got Cano and Bautista, who are basically their 8-9 guys, and you don't think too much about it, but it doesn't hurt to have that additional lefty out there. Obviously, basically every team needs bullpen help. Let's be honest. Chicago White Sox seem to be the team right now that have the most available bullpen help. So whatever team, it's basically going to be coming to Chicago White Sox, and they're going to be obviously the number one seller for bullpen help.
All right. Let's go back to your Cardinals. Here's an interesting one for me. Jack Flaherty. Do you think they move him or not? I'm going to tell you what. Allowed three or fewer earned runs in 13 of 19 starts, including eight starts of one or zero earned runs. And he's also got three of four career postseason starts that he's done very well in. Owed less than $2 million, so the money's not a problem. But do you think St. Louis pulls the trigger on him?
Yes, and that's just purely because I don't think that they want to re-sign him. As crazy as that is to say, obviously Jack Flaherty, he's been a guy that has had a tumultuous career with the St. Louis Cardinals. 2019 finished fourth in the National League for Cy Young. Ever since then, either injuries or just poor performance on the field, basically guy hasn't looked the same. Now this year, obviously, what, his ERA is sitting right around a 4-4 or something like that. Like you said, though, I mean, it's the six starts that he did allow three or more runs, he was getting lit up, right? Like, what was it? I think the one game prior to him being injured, he got 10 earned runs against or something like that against Kansas City. Like, it was against a team that no one expected them to put up 10 runs on Jack Flaherty. And at that point, he was on his roll. I think of six or seven straight starts where he had allowed two or less runs. So, I mean, it's one of those ones where, yeah, Jack Flaherty, at the end of the day, I very easily see him going down to Los Angeles.
You think the Angels pull it or Dodgers?
Either or. One of the two. He's a Cali boy. San Francisco Giants are also a team to keep an eye on down there. Like I said, Cali boy, but he's from the southern part. So, I mean, Los Angeles teams make a lot more sense to me. The Giants also need additional starting pitching help, though. So, I mean, that could be another move that makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay. Got a minute left, buddy. I want to go and finish this one with the old war horse, Lance Lynn. Is anybody going to make a move for him?
You know what's funny? I think a reunion with Texas makes a lot of sense to me. Obviously, he's a guy that had tremendous success down there prior to going up to the Chicago White Sox. He's a guy that obviously he's going to eat innings, and he's got that playoff experience, has a World Series ring, the whole nine yards, right? So, I mean, he's a guy that, to me, Texas Rangers make a lot of sense. He's going to go down there, and he's pitched pretty well throughout, like, the new stadium's tenure. He's had a good ERA and everything like that down there. So, I mean, that's a guy that makes a lot of sense to me.
All right. That does make a lot of sense when you say it that way. Yeah. Guy you need to fill in there, and then Rangers could use it. I like that one for sure. So, Dirtbags, thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. As always, can't do it without you. Appreciate it every time. So, we'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought after this break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, time for your final thought.
What are the New York Mets about to do? Obviously, there's interest out there. Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, David Robertson. You're looking at the lineup, man. There's a lot of guys there that are drawing a lot of interest. I don't know what's going to happen with the New York Mets. I think that that is a very interesting team if they do ultimately become sellers, because they can absolutely just 100% retool the shelf and be a contending team next year, especially since we know that the management and ownership are willing to spend the money. They're not afraid to do that. So if they do decide to become sellers and trade off some of their old boys, that team may or may not have a legitimate chance at running the NL East next year.
Yeah, and you know those guys are Cohen's willing to take on some of that contract as well, right? That's not going to hesitate him and stop him from making a move if he needs to. And I think they need to do something. They have to. But you're right, it'll be interesting to see. Same as the Padres, right? That's two teams that will be interesting over the last week, Dirtbags, for sure. So, hey, as always, we can't thank you enough for listening to us, being a part of the nation, like we say every week. And it is. It's just so valuable for it. And, hey, it's an exciting time of year. Every day is exciting, but a week left. Don't know what will happen with Shohei. Don't know what'll happen with the Mets. Don't know what'll happen with the Padres or anybody else for that matter. But sit back, hold on to that seat, because things will start moving a little faster, I'm sure, over the next couple of days. And we got some big series this week going on that are going to make teams start to move. And teams do start to need to move. And I think some of it holding back is those teams that aren't in contention at all, maybe just asking for a little too much right now, just holding on as long as they can until they got to pull the trigger on players and teams not willing to overpay, which is the right thing to do as management. You got to play for this year, but you got to play for the future as well. So it'll be interesting, Dirtbags. So sit back and enjoy it. If your team is in the hunt, hopefully they stay there. Hey, a lot of great divisions, a lot of great games going on right now. It's an exciting time to be a baseball fan. So wherever you are out there in the world watching, listening, playing, coaching, whatever it is, enjoy it. Have a dirty week. Have a filthy, filthy, dirty week, and get up, get after it, get dirty. You know the deals. And having said that, it is that time, unfortunately, to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.